This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese on the sidelines of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. Both leaders expressed satisfaction at the substantial deepening and diversification of bilateral ties as India and Australia mark 5 years of their comprehensive strategic partnership. The two leaders discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas, including defence and security, critical minerals, trade and investment, education, and people-to-people exchanges. The Prime Ministers also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. They also discussed ways to further expand cooperation in these sectors and explore new avenues of partnership. Both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the global fight against terrorism. Australian Prime Minister also extended his condolences to the families on the recent terror attack in India. In a post, Prime Minister Modi said he had a very good meeting with Prime Minister Albanese. He noted that the 5 years of the strategic partnership have delivered transformative outcomes that have significantly deepened cooperation. Prime Minister Albanese on X said, "Australia and India are great friends and partners." He highlighted that the relationship holds fundamental importance spanning trade, defence and security, education and clean energy. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and several other world leaders. He will also participate in the India-Brazil-South Africa IPSA leaders' meetings. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg in South Africa to attend the three-day G20 Leaders Summit. He was accorded a warm and ceremonial welcome at Air Force Base Waterkloof. The central government announced the implementation of 4 new labour codes aimed to simplify the streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 has come into effect from yesterday. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said, "These reforms are not just ordinary changes but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of 4 labour codes. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "These codes will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers, strengthening the economic growth of the nation." He called the decision as one of the most comprehensive and progressive labour-oriented reforms since independence. Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the Election Commission's ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR as the purification of the voter list. He cautioned political parties opposing the voter list revision and favouring illegal infiltrators. Addressing the BSF's Diamond Jubilee celebrations in Bhuj, Gujarat, the minister asserted the government's strong resolve to deport every single infiltrator from the country. He appealed to the public to fully support the SIR to strengthen democracy.
चुनाव आयोग द्वारा जो SIR की प्रक्रिया चल रही है
The SIR is a process to protect the country and our democracy. Today, I want to appeal to the people of the country to fully support the SIR process being carried out by the Election Commission. I want to warn those political parties involved in protecting the infiltrators that the Bihar elections are a mandate from the people of the country.
Later, the Home Minister addressed party workers at the inauguration of Sri Kamalam District Party Office in Morbi. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw held discussions with companies in Singapore yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said the Singapore Semiconductor Industry Association, SSIA, is partnering with India to support the country's semiconductor projects. Mr. Vaishnaw also held discussions on skilling of technicians and engineers for semiconductor projects with officials and industry bodies. A Tejas fighter jet of the Indian Air Force has crashed during the Dubai Air Show in UAE yesterday. According to the Indian Air Force, the incident has resulted in fatal injuries to the pilot, Wing Commander Namansh Sayal. IAF has regretted the loss of life, saying that it stands firmly with the bereaved family. And that is the end of this news bulletin.